Aw, give it up for the DB. Look at that baby. It's so cute. Oh, that DB. Oh.
If I fucked up now, niggas, I have a big poop. Pretty scary. I like boobies, nipples, and pussy too. My difference is, women are stupid. This is being crazy. Am I right? Poop. Holes. This is defeat.
What the fuck?
And the moment you've all been waiting for.
DB. Is this what they've been waiting for?
I think so.
How unfulfilled are their lives?
It wasn't Christmas. It wasn't New Year's Eve.
It was bad.
It was this episode.
This is the DB episode.
They cannot wait. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Yep.
So I'm Ski Ray.
I'm Mike.
I'm Black.
I'm White.
Here we go in the audio cave.
Yep.
Today we got special guest.
We do.
He's old.
He's old.
He's outside taking an insulin shot right now. 72-year-old Andy Livingston, former fullback for the Chicago Bears. Who else do you play for?
Rams.
L.A. Rams.
Saints.
Yeah, New Orleans Saints.
I wish I fucking played for one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
He was back like before Bounty Gate. Like the Bounty Gate was like a normal fucking thing back then. Yeah.
Right, right.
That's how they got paid.
Yeah. He knows so much about Lambeau Field and Vince Lombardi. He was actually voted on the name of the trophy. Was like, you know what? Vince Lombardi, let's name it that.
Jesus was dying. He was like, no.
he's an old school kind of player. You know, he says words like jive turkey and can you dig it? You know what I mean? And slap me five. You know?
Slap me five.
shit like that. He's a cool dude, though.
He is.
Matter of fact, just to kind of give you guys an idea of the dude we're interviewing here soon. Mm-hmm. I remember going to him for relationship advice a couple of years ago.
Right.
My at-the-time fiance and I, we were constantly fighting, okay? It wasn't a good situation.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him for advice on how to fix the relationship. I swear to God, his exact words were, Ski Ray, let me tell you something. All you need to do is wax that bush, okay? Can you dig it?
The bush.
That bush. And I said, I can dig it. I apparently didn't dig too far because it didn't work. I'm single now, so.
he digs a couple of feet.
Right, right. I'm not a miner. So that's coming up.
And he's not Chilean.
Right. But what are we drinking today, though? Let's let our listeners know.
Vanique. We're going gay school.
So gay. I won't lie. That name sounds like an expensive black woman.
It sounds like what gay guys like put on their lower back.
It's very gay. It sounds like I kind of want to stick my dick in it.
Yeah.
But it sounds like a black woman, so I'm totally kidding because I don't like black
girls.
Hey,
What's your name? Vanique. Right. Yeah, I can see that.
I can actually say that I don't like black girls now. I can say that openly.
You don't like black women?
Yeah, because nobody likes black women. Black women don't even like other black women, so why the fuck would I like black women?
Black people can't be racist.
So I know, I'm just kidding. Slightly. All right. But Vanique, though.
Yep.
It's it kind of has, like, just to describe it, it's like hypnotic or Alizé.
Okay.
But it has like a fabulous swirl.
It's got it's got like sparkles from a cupcake inside of purple vodka.
It looks like what I imagine the artist formerly known as Prince's urine to look like.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
Purple and shimmery.
Yeah.
Right. Prince's urine is so feminine. I bet he
blouses wipes his win.
Purple rain.
Yeah. Purple rain. I bet he wipes his dick with toilet paper after he pees.
Dabs it.
Right. A couple dabs.
Yeah.
Right. Like two squares of toilet paper. He lets it like soak on there, you know what I mean?
Give me the penis paper.
Right. So answer this for me.
Yep.
Is this a gay man's drink or a straight man's drink?
It's a great man's drink. That's gay and straight combined.
Yeah. It does seem like something you would drink like during a good Sex in the City marathon.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
what
I mean? Like when you suck a dick, you definitely wash it down.
Right.
With Vanique.
Is that what you do?
Is that what you do?
That's what I do, yeah.
If I sucked a dick, that's what I would do.
Yeah, yeah.
If. It tastes good, but it just seems like I'm missing something. What I think
dick
I'm missing.
The Vanique.
I'm missing the dick. I think that's the only thing that would make this drink better.
Let me stir it with the dick.
Exactly. Yep, gotcha. Mentioning gay and straight, though.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend of mine. He's, I'm not going to call him a close friend just because of what I'm about to say, but I know him.
Sure.
Okay. He came out of the closet this past week.
Did he?
He did. And I thought, how rude of you to abruptly put this on me right now. Right. There were so many things I wanted to do this weekend than talk about gay things. All right. So he came out of the closet this past weekend. I'm not gay myself.
Sure.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
But does it not seem like being gay is almost like becoming a trend?
It's like the cool thing to do, I
right.
guess.
Right. Yeah, like, yeah. I feel like you can buy gay for $17.99 at your nearest Hollister or Old Navy.
I bought Bicurious like last week at Aldo.
Right. So. Right. Is Hollister and Old Navy where gays shop?
Yeah, I think so.
Right, because they do love the flippy floppies.
You know what? It's not where they shop because they're going out of business.
Who is?
Abercrombie.
Abercrombie?
Is that what you said?
I said Old Navy and Hollister, but Abercrombie's going out of business? Tell me more about that.
I just heard it. That's what I'm saying.
True story.
Yeah.
Really?
True story.
Huh. I've never worn anything Abercrombie.
Really?
Ever.
Oh, you're black.
So tight.
Yeah. It's just not my thing.
They like tight stuff.
Yeah. Gays like lots of things.
They do.
One of them being, lubricant-based things.
Guys.
They like that type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But needless to say,
right.
My past weekend was very homosexual.
I bet it was.
Lots of butter. So many lavender candles.
So it was no different than the other weekend.
Yeah. lots of lavender candles, but gays do smell good, though.
They do.
I'll give them that.
They do.
I imagine that's kind of like a precautionary thing. Like sure. A precautionary measure.
Like you have to be smelling good if you're a gay.
Right, because you know the whole butthole sex thing.
Sure.
Gotta stay fresh, you know what I mean? My butthole, in comparison, isn't the most inviting thing. In the slightest.
Oh my god. I couldn't even imagine what mine looked like.
It is dark and scary. You're going to want to bring a flashlight and a 12 gauge if you're going anywhere near my butthole.
I'm going to be honest. A machete with the hair and right. I'm sure it's connected somehow. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah, I got you.
Right.
It's going to be bad.
Right. That plane that went missing, it went, right. went in my butthole.
Malaysian Air.
Never came back. So tell me this, beautiful co-host.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Could you be BFS with a gay? Now, let me finish.
Okay.
Could you be BFS with a gay, like go in public and touch and do other things like share popcorn, chapstick, etc.?
Do you share chapstick and popcorn with straight men?
Well, I mean, I don't not share it with them. If my lips are chappy, you know what I mean? And I'm like, hey, do you have any chapstick?
Give me the chapstick. How many women have you been with? Give me the chapstick. Yeah, right.
Is that not a thing?
Yeah.
If I asked you for some chapstick right now, would you not give it to me?
I don't have chapstick.
You don't have chapstick?
I don't use chapstick.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You have a dry-ass man beard, and you don't use chapstick?
It is not dry, and you know it's not dry.
I feel like your beard
it
and
is
face
so
is now
smooth.
Extremely flammable, and you are going to fucking just combust any fucking sentence.
That's a possibility, yeah.
Okay. I also like how I'm acting like gay people have fucking Ebola, and like you can't touch them.
Are they not from eastern part of Africa?
Well, here's the thing. Me and gays...
Western part of Africa?
Right. Gays... Me and gays can totally hang out.
Right.
Here's why.
Yeah.
They're fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They're just so loose and like squirrely.
Literally.
And carefree. Right. And useful also because they usually have like some kind of satchel, on their shoulders so they can like hold things for me.
A lot of satchels.
Hey, hold my condoms and other heterosexual things for me. You know what I mean? They can put that in their satchel.
They say yucky first, but yeah.
Do they?
I would imagine.
They probably do.
You gave me the strongest Vanique drink ever.
How good is it?
It's very good. It's very strong, though.
Awesome. Well, here's the thing with sharing chappies and other things. I draw the line at sharing chappies.
Chappies,
a.k.a. chapstick, for people who don't know what I'm talking about.
People know what you're talking about.
Right. Sharing chappies is pretty much like that second base if you're sharing chappies with someone.
You're talking about chappies like this?
Yeah, I'm talking about that chappy. Where did you get that? Did you just pop that out of your fucking...
Found it.
Just found it.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
Yep.
Like I said, sharing chappies with people is pretty much second base.
Chappies.
Well, white,
so ridiculous.
White people that I know
uh-huh.
kiss their dogs open mouth.
What?
Can you imagine a white gay and what they do with their mouth? Dear God, they might vacuum up hepatitis with that bad boy.
Yeah. They are. What is that really? They're Dysons for sure.
Hoovers.
Hoover.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's the name of that? What's that word that they call? What is Prince Royce da Capo? Do you know what I'm talking about?
A metrosexual?
No, not a metrosexual. It was like
homosexual.
No, not homosexual. what are they called? People that dress like women, but they're not gay.
Oh, crossdressers.
No, not crossdressers.
Drag queen.
Nope, not a Gaze. Drag queen.
Hermaphrodite.
Close. I just thought androgynous.
Nice.
That's a thing.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's a big fucking word.
Right. But while we're on the subject, though, I want to talk about friends with benefits. Is that still a thing? Like,
are we still having sex?
Right. Like, do women fuck with no emotions involved? I think so.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I would imagine. I don't know. I feel like more now than before, than Andy Livingston time.
I'm gonna have to disagree. I feel like women fucking without emotional attachment is like a, it's almost like a lost art. You know what I mean? Because
okay,
the women that I fuck always want to make eye contact and kiss.
Don't blink.
Watch TV with me after. You know, hang out and do stuff. Fucking bitches, you know what I mean? Just know your place. Just come suck my dick. Take this fucking semen that I'm begifting you.
Right.
And leave. They don't want to do that. Right.
It's a gift for you.
It seems like women are slowly developing morals as they age.
Bitches.
Ridiculous, right? I mean, it's upsetting. I fucked a chick. Here's the thing.
Okay.
How the times have changed.
Okay.
I fucked a chick in the racquetball courts back in the day, Mike Pootytang.
I had sex in racquetball
courts. Mike Pootytang, yep. Do you hear me? Yep. I fucked a chick in the racquetball courts. Are you hearing me? A racquetball court. And here's the best part.
Yep.
I wasn't going to say anything, but Royce DaCapo was fucking the sister of the chick that I was with in the other racquetball room. God damn it. What are the odds, right? You know what I mean? Not that we're both fucking in two racquetball courts, but there's two sisters that are hoes. You know what I mean? What are the odds? I don't know. But we did meet them at Burger King. Side note. And the night ended right where it started.
Well, you have it your way, so.
Back at Burger King, because driving home, Royce DaCapo asked me to stop. You know why? He wanted to wipe his dick off with a napkin.
Prince style.
Crazy, right? Because I just ordered a cheeseburger, so. This, you know what? This reminds me of another story.
Okay.
Yeah, you remember the gentleman by the name of Frank. I'll leave his last name out.
Muscular but fat.
Yeah, that okay. Frank. From high school.
Yes.
His famed story of fucking a chick in the gym showers with a plastic grocery bag as a condom.
How big is his dick?
Right. But here's what I always thought about. I always wondered if he at least asked her, paper or plastic.
You're picking plastic every time.
Well, I don't know what that speaks more to, him or her, because she had a plastic grocery bag in her Uchi Coochie. Okay? They just don't make women like they used to, apparently. Because now women have things like civil rights, and you know what I mean? They try to exercise them.
They can, like, vote. Right.
I want to say that's probably why gays become gay. Exactly. Women are just stupid, and they're like, you know, my best friend's a cool dude. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's really cool.
The gay one.
You know what? He's so cool. I think I'm going to stick my dick inside him and see where that goes. He's European, so he probably won't mind, so it'll be cool.
Right.
But anyways, enough of the gay talk, because who are we to judge Royce DaCapo's lifestyle?
We're
you know
not.
What I mean?
We can't judge.
Right.
It was actually his brother in the other racquetball court.
What went on this past week? What we get into?
Nothing. Nothing I remember.
You hear anything?
No.
I heard something interesting.
Did you?
Yeah.
What?
I heard, I was just kind of browsing through the internet.
Browsing the internet?
The interweb.
Perusing the interweb?
Yeah, I was looking for fucking some new porn and stumbled upon some things.
That's a weird fucking thing to remember.
You hear Muhammad Ali was hospitalized with a
urinary... What the fuck were you searching for porn?
He was hospitalized with
Jesus Christ.
He was hospitalized with a urinary tract infection.
Okay. Now,
people think that a urinary tract infection is like a woman thing.
Right.
But it's absolutely not.
I know. You said.
I know you know said, because yeah, I told you this about me. a year ago.
Yeah.
I contacted you.
It's a black thing, I think.
I contracted one. I can tell you specifically when I got it, what or who I got it from, actually.
Okay.
I got a urinary tract infection.
You did.
From a white woman who will she'll remain nameless for now, just because I'm not that drunk yet to say her name.
She will name as white woman.
Right. She was a redheaded white woman.
Okay.
And
wife?
It was not your wife. But looking at her, you never would have thought that her pie was expired. You just, that wouldn't have came to your mind. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Right. But pussy should come with a motherfucking expiration date, am I right?
It should.
I'm just saying.
Sell by, yeah.
I thought she was a deli pastrami. Turned out she was Subway tuna, okay?
So much mayo. You know what? I'm still stuck on the part. What the fuck did you type in the Google to find that for porn?
squirting.
Urinary tract infection.
Nope, I typed in squirting.
He typed in extreme shaking.
You know what I did read? What? Squirting?
Uh-huh.
It's actual pee.
I don't give a fuck what it is.
You want chicks to pee on you, R. Kelly style?
That's cool. I've heard Taco Bell's kangaroo. I still like Taco Bell.
Kangaroo is very high in protein. Okay. Taco Bell's more sand, I think.
Right, right. Women pee is pure. It's yucky. Like it's like baby saliva. There's nothing wrong with it.
No, it is yucky. And you know it's yucky.
Mm-mm. I like it. But when this happened to me, when I caught that urinary tract infection,
yep.
I remember calling you like it was just no big deal.
You did. It was like another Tuesday.
Yeah, I asked you for penicillin, you remember?
Yeah.
Here's what you said to me. You replied with, yeah, I have some, after I asked you if you had some penicillin. And then you said, I bought it from Mexico, so you should be good.
Like, you'll be solid.
Right? What the fuck? You bought medicine in Mexico?
I buy everything in Mexico.
Really?
Yeah.
Women?
Yeah, women, obviously.
Right. My dick is incredibly friendly, okay? For those that are listening for the first time.
Penicillin's a lot cheaper there, so you can get the women there.
Right. Everyone wants to sit around my dick at the lunch table at school. That's how cool my dick is.
They put their hands around it like it's warm. Right. Like it's a fucking campfire.
My dick is like a golden retriever, you know what?
It is.
It just wants to be pet.
It's like Beethoven.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about that joke as I say it.
Yep.
I take all of that back. I do not want to refer to my dick as Lassie anymore.
I said Beethoven.
Well, I'm saying Lassie, just in a dog, because dogs...
I think it's murdered.
Well, my thing is, dogs are referred to as a man's best friend, right. So... Gross on that note, though.
Well, we were talking about the gays.
Right. I got a question for you.
Yep.
I want to ask you this.
Okay.
If you were a dog...
Okay.
What race would you want to be owned by?
White, no question.
You said that so quick.
So fast. What other race like treats a dog better than white people?
Seriously, because my thing is, honestly, I wouldn't want to be owned by any other race other than black. I know from experience.
Other than black?
Other than black. I know this from experience.
Okay.
I'm a black.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how many dogs I've owned since 2012?
How many?
Four.
Okay.
Ask me where they are now.
Where are they?
I don't fucking know. I got my own goddamn problems than to be worrying about a motherfucking dog.
Four dogs since 2012 is not that bad, other than, you know, Asians, I think. They fucking eat them.
during my four-dog trial period, though,
yep.
My favorite was when my white friends would come over.
Right.
They'd ask me things like, hey, why is your dog in the backyard?
It's 130 degrees outside.
Right. I would say, oh, I don't know. Maybe because it's a goddamn dog, okay? How about that, you fucking Caucasian person? My grandma's dog is enough for the entire family.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
We named him Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy,
and he's the fucking greatest. You know what he does?
He's actually the funniest Murphy right now.
He is, right. Eddie's fallen off.
Mm-hmm.
I like Charlie Murphy. He's the fucking best. You know what he does?
What?
Not a motherfucking thing. Most times you forget he's there. He's basically a hairy shadow.
You know how white I am?
How white are you?
My dog is in the fucking studio right now sleeping.
He is sitting in between us.
She's literally right, laying here sleeping.
Right. She knows nothing of DV right now, but she is in the audio cave.
Yeah.
Her goddamn vagina is on our seat right now.
It's so big.
It's gross.
It is.
Well, here's the thing.
Yep.
Excluding dogs, because we were just talking about dogs.
Right, right, right.
If you were an animal, what animal would you be?
Like, forever.
Forever.
Ooh. Okay. I'm going to say I'm a fucking eagle.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm majestic and it's illegal to kill me. What about you?
I'm going to go with cat.
A cat? Because you're an asshole?
Well, ironically, because I'm allergic and hate them, but I have a respect for them.
Sure.
They're assholes and independent.
They're so gay.
They basically raise themselves.
Yep.
They have, like, the birds and the bees talk with themselves.
With themselves, right. Yeah.
Cats are fucking self-sustained. If you left a newborn baby
right. In
a house with a bunch of cats...
Mm-hmm.
That baby's gonna be all right.
Okay. You think so?
Oh, for sure.
I think the baby's gonna be scratched up and dead.
Well, you know where I'm going with this, right?
Yeah.
I gotta ask you this question, because bestiality is a thing. I've scrolled right past it when I look for the porno.
Why did I know where you were going with this?
If you're fucking one animal,
okay,
regularly, like Monday, Wednesday, and every other Friday,
okay,
what animal are you fucking?
is it the same animal or is it like
the same one? Like you guys
same
have a,
exact
you
one.
Have a relationship.
Like I have a connection
where your animal, where the animal's like, you don't treat me like you used to.
Okay,
you
know. All right. So if it's the same exact animal, yeah. I'm gonna say a fish.
A fish,
because it's just turning to mush after a few times. So I'm just. I'm getting a weird fucking pudding feeling down there.
Okay. Okay. All right.
What about you?
I'm going to go with a camel.
A fucking camel?
Mike.
Hump day!
Why?
Have you seen a camel walk?
Yeah.
They strut like they're at... Because they're at... They have a serious strut. Like their ass is so high.
They do.
They walk like a high-priced hoe that just got some new heels. And don't they spit?
And it's called camel toe for a reason.
Right.
So.
Camel spit, so I want to say they can probably suck a mean dick. You know,
they
right?
spit hard. They got some sharp teeth.
Right. This is actually a perfect segue into our next topic here.
Yep.
Fan favorite.
Yep.
Latex Convos.
Alrighty, here we go.
Let's do it.
Quick break. Yep.
Be right back.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We're shy kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song.
And we're back.
Yep.
With some protected sex.
Protected sex.
Latex combos.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
For about 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
I want to touch on some things.
Like my weenie.
First thing I want to touch on. No
my weenie.
No pun intended, baby. Is the other week you told me that you took a dick pill.
I did take one.
Do tell.
It was amazing.
Was it?
Yes.
Go on.
It made it bigger, thicker, and it said it lasted for a week. It said don't take another pill for another week.
Holy shit.
Yes. It was amazing. It's called Black Rhino.
So do you take a white rhino pill to get it to go down?
Yes. I take an Asian rhino.
Right. The only dick pills that I'm taking...
What?
Are the ones that clear up outbreaks, okay?
Please take one. Please some take one. I want to see you take a dick pill.
Oh, yeah. The dick pills that I'm talking about, some refer to them as Valtrex. I refer to them as delicious. Did you, when you took that dick pill,
yep.
Did your cum feel thicker, like chunky, like Campbell's chunky soup?
Like, you asked if I feel the consistency of my baby gravy?
You can tell. Like, when I don't have sex for a long time, when I bust... It's fat. It's like I'm fucking pushing out Fruit Loops.
You're talking about thick. You're pushing out Fruit Loops.
Yeah. Yeah. Toucan Sam is like, where'd you get them?
You need to take more Valtrex.
Well, I imagine my nut, if I took a dick pill,
yep.
would rival magnesium.
Like, very thick.
My nut would have its own symbol on the periodic table, okay?
SH.
Right. So it didn't make your dick any bigger.
It made it bigger, yeah.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay. How about your nut? Did it make it thicker?
I don't know about thicker. It was more, and it shot farther.
Like awesome.
It was like a fucking like pole vaulter.
That's where I'm going.
Like a javeliner.
An Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's going into my next question here. Yep. I was going to ask you, do you always, like, when you come, because you're married.
Yep.
Do you always leave it inside the vagina? Or
okay.
do you sometimes get reckless with it and spread in other places? Because
okay.
my nut is a lot like Frank's Red Hot Sauce. I put that shit on everything.
Put that shit on everything. Tastes good on everything.
Yeah.
I like to mix it up. I like to leave it in, and I like to put it on top. Like, I don't want to do two spots in one time, you know what I mean? Because I usually go two or three times at once.
Okay, so you're going to kind of be versatile and switch
right.
it up and put it in the hair.
I'd like to, like, eyeball. Make her mad and, like, put it in her belly button hole.
Okay, okay.
Right.
Have you ever came so much that you surprised yourself?
Yes.
Really?
When I took Black Rhino.
I've not experienced that, the whole situation of coming too much. Because my dick doesn't quite have the proper, I don't know, PSI levels. You know what I mean? Because
it's like a big thing.
Yeah,
know?
I mean, when I come, it's a lot like squeezing the last bit of toothpaste out. It may not be a lot, but it's enough.
It's like the very edge of Go-Gurt.
Right.
Let me just get all of it.
Yeah. So, here we think.
Yep.
What about going commando?
naked?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is Latex Convo, so I'm just going to ask you a bunch of random shit here. Sure, like, sure. Like the rest of our show, there's no goddamn...
No, there's no filter.
Yeah, nothing.
We're filterless.
Obviously, chicks going commando, it's hot.
Right.
Unless they're fat, then going commando is just gross and musty.
Yucky and foldy.
Yeah, I like when chicks go commando.
Right.
When they have, like, on yoga pants, because then they get
That's not commando.
Commando underneath the yoga pants.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, because then they get the whole camel toe thing going.
Sure.
The deep toe. You know what I mean?
Camel, so.
Well, yeah, the one that looks like a Republican double chin between their thighs. You know what I mean?
It's like she would be a great superhero.
You can always tell a good camel toe if it votes for Mitt Romney. But what I want to know is about guys going commando. Would you or do you?
I mean, I have, but Nicole doesn't like it because she has to do laundry. So.
Okay. Because I'm going to be honest here.
Yeah.
Inside the house,
yep.
I'm always going commando in my gym shorts, baby.
I don't like the feeling. My nuts like hang out of my shorts, and I don't wear a lot of shorts, though.
That's the best part that I like, because sometimes the dick needs to dangle.
I don't have a big one to show off like that.
It needs to get its swing on, you know what I mean? If you can't dangle your dick at home, where the fuck can you?
A swing set?
But outside the house, though, I see what you're saying, because no way am I going outside of the house with no drawers on.
Right.
No way. Too many weather hazards,
right.
Zippers, right. Bulges that I have to worry about.
I have seen There's Something About Mary, right. So I don't want to try that.
Well, do this for me.
Yep.
Give me a play-by-play. Mm-hmm. I'm going to set up a scenario for you.
Give me a scenario.
And I'm going to set up a scenario for our listeners.
Give it to them.
It's 2:30 in the morning. You and Nicole, your wife, mm-hmm. are asleep.
Sleeping
in the bed.
Okay.
You sense the dragon is awakening. That's how I envision your
I'm
dick.
I'm having a dream about Megan Fox.
Right. That's how I envision your dick to be. It's scaly, mm-hmm. you know, fire breathing,
right.
cave dwelling.
Yep.
She's asleep.
Right.
Your wiener's hard.
It's getting there. Okay.
What happens next?
I mean, I am going to poke her with it like a fucking caveman.
You're like, not going to ask her anything?
No, I like grunt. Like, I like poke her with a stick. I'm like, sex. And I just do it. And so she'll just be like, just make it quick, and she'll probably won't even wake up. So
okay.
It's fine.
All right, I'm liking that.
What about you?
You've got lots of experiences. Me?
Yeah. I'm going to say, like, you have a woman over.
Uh-huh. We're sleeping.
It's 2:35 in the morning.
Okay.
I said 2:35.
Yeah, yep.
Different times.
5 minutes after you started.
5 minutes after, and finished.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you feel the Pringle can becoming a Pringle can.
First thing I do.
Yep.
Because I kind of want to gauge where she's at in her sleep.
Right.
I take my foot
mm-hmm.
and rub her foot like, I'm awake.
You want to see if she's...
I'm rubbing foot.
You want to see if she's REM sleeping right now.
Right.
I got you.
If she rubs the foot back, she's like, let's do this. If she doesn't rub the foot back, then I gotta go in for the kill and just kind of scoop my dick next to her butthole.
Right.
And then just slap it around there.
And poke her with it.
Yeah, I'm just gonna slap that right. thing on there and see what she does.
You're a lot nicer than I am.
Are you?
I don't rub feet or anything. I don't even care if she's awake or not.
Correction, that'd be foots.
Foots, sorry. I don't rub foots.
No, not at all.
I'm just like, hey, open up.
Okay, well then tell me about this then.
Okay.
Makeup sex. How sure. incredible is it, and why does it feel so different?
Because it's angry.
Yeah.
It's like angry, and you're just like, ticky, goddamn yeah. motherfucker.
Makeup sex is a lot like Mary Popovich to me. Like, it's like Mary Popovich telling you, you are not the father. It's so relieving.
It is.
It's so relieving. Makeup sex is angry. It's overly aggressive. You right. know what? It's a lot like a stepfather.
It's, yeah. It's a lot like, I think it like it's like consensual rape.
Well, there's sex.
Yep.
And then there's fucking.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference.
Yep.
Fucking is like 2:36 p.m. Your kid's in the high chair eating Cheerios. And right. they're like, you and your wife are like, you know what? Let's get a quick nut in real quick.
Let's do it real fast.
When fucking.
He's
yeah.
he's eating his fucking Cheerios.
Absolutely. fucking is in broad daylight.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where yeah. you can see that ass bounce.
Right.
Clap.
Mm-hmm.
Wiggle.
Yep.
Jiggle.
Jiggle, jiggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
fucking is like when you bite the nipple too hard mm-hmm. and draw a little blood.
Right. And she gets pissed off and punches you in the face.
Yeah. That's fucking. Fucking is restricting that bitch's breathing while you come. And right before she fucking passes out and dies.
Right.
You bust.
This sounds a lot like rape.
You know what?
Yep.
No. It's not. Shut up, bitch. Fucking is putting a towel down because shit's about to get messy. Okay? That's fucking.
Why are you putting the towel down?
I'm so angry right now.
Is it her time?
Let's fuck.
That's grunty.
That's fucking. Let me tell you a little bit about sex.
Go on.
Sex is something that you do with the lights off. Mm-hmm. After you brush your teeth and set your alarm for the morning. She tells you.
This is prepared.
For sure.
Okay.
She tells you, wait, I have to go poop first.
Mm, that's nice.
That's sex.
That's nice, just in case. You don't want anything poking.
There's so much going on.
Yeah, that's yucky.
Have you ever ate a vagina and got like a hair stuck in your mouth?
No.
Never?
No, Nicole is clean shaven. All that's the bad thing about Bush.
How dare both of you? That is...
Bush is disgusting.
Ooh, man, what a treat that is when you get a fucking hair stuck in your mouth.
Wait, you like it?
That's like a ticket stub. That's your proof of admission, okay? For realsies, though, getting a little bush in your mouth unexpectedly is like finding a $10 bill on laundry day.
No, that is not the receipt from StubHub. Nobody wants that.
I want it.
Nobody wants it. You go paperless and you just don't get it.
You know what? This is a good question for our guest that's here. Because he's old as shit.
He's so old.
If anyone's got a little bit of fucking bush fucking knowledge, it's this motherfucker that grew up in the 60s. Right. Let's do this. Take a quick break.
One quick break.
Come back with our special guest.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's probably taking a nap right now. Daytime nap. Let's wake him up and we'll be back.
He's probably having a daymare.
You want to do that?
Yep.
Deep V. We'll be back with Andy Livingston, Pro Bowler, former fullback for the Chicago Bears, LA Rams, New Orleans Saints, and a player. We'll be back.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best selling show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume. My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the Rage.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the DP.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Warlife Radio!
So we're back from the break.
Yep.
And we're here with our guest, Andy Livingston.
The Andy Livingston.
Yes, that's right. Former NFL, was that Pro Bowler?
All pro and pro bowler.
Okay, so our fans know me very well.
They do.
They know me so specifically that they know that I've been with 175 women.
They know the length of his body parts.
But I am not an NFL former player. So I'm curious, in reference to my number, if you had to put a number on it, how many women do you think you've been with in your life?
Well, without insulting all the women out there, it would certainly be in the five-figure range.
Like Wilt Chamberlain?
Yeah.
Well, I remember 3 years, first 3 years I was in the NFL, during the offseason, we would hold a contest as to who could validate the most women. Uh-huh. And I think my second year I took second with like 372.
In one offseason?
For a three-month period. The most in one day was six.
The most in one day was six?
Six, yes.
I feel like you had a schedule, like a 8 a.m., 12 p.m., dinner.
The least in one day was...
Well, being perfectly honest with you, in a city like Chicago, the nightclubs did not end until 5 o'clock, and you could start during the day, and you could pick up a girl, have a little dinner, go home, have a little wine and music, take her home, go to another spot, and so on and so forth.
Okay. Mike, you got something for me?
I got one. I got something easy. What is your favorite movie?
I would say that my favorite movie, there's so many of them that I really like, but I'm a action man, you know, and I like movies that... are filled with action, and I'm trying to ponder through my mind. There's so many of them, but you know, I like. Gee, if I had to pick one out of all of them, I don't know.
You don't know.
I really don't know because you can take anything from action movies with Schwarzenegger to Denzel to you name them. The Blade movies, you know.
Blade.
Do this then. Give us some background on you. Who is Andy Livingston?
Well, to give you some true background on me, I was born in a little town called Eufaula, Oklahoma. And Eufaula, Oklahoma was...
Sounds racist.
It is a very small city that all the blacks grew up in the woods. And
like bears?
Very similar. We ate in the woods a lot of berries and so on and so forth. But
and you played for the Bears.
And I played for the Bears.
Perfect.
But in actuality, there were 12 kids in my family, and only one of them were born in a hospital.
Where were they born, in the woods?
They were born by midwives in the woods. And there were no birth registrations for us. So after 70 years... I got my birth certificate a month ago.
So all these sightings of Sasquatch is basically people seeing your family.
It could have been some few relatives of mine. I've had some pretty big brothers. And okay. All right.
My next question for you, sir.
Yeah.
Tell our listeners how old you are.
I am 70 years young.
Now, being that young, tell me a little bit about this dick pump that I understand you own. How does that work? Why do you need that?
I ordered it, but I have never used it.
Is that just because you can't read the directions?
Well, it's probably because it would still be inefficient.
Do you look at 70-year-old women and you're like, I'd hit that?
Well, I look at 70-year-old women and I say, I'd hit a dollar. That's what I would say.
Nice. All right.
How many condoms have you used in your life?
None. I have never owned a rubber dollar. Because if it ain't real, I don't want it.
That's amazing.
Now, you grew up in an era where bush was plentiful. Women would have lots of pubic hair, where nowadays people like to have it shaved. Now, I'm a bush man myself. I think bush is an aphrodisiac. How about you? Do you prefer bush or do you like it shaved?
Well, if it don't have a bush, I don't want it. And you know, I'm an animal.
You were born in the woods.
I love the bush. Don't give me...
You're a bear, apparently.
He was born in the woods.
Yeah, I don't mess around with no seals or nothing. It's just that the whole environment has changed over the years. You guys live in an era whereas you have over 20 STDs to worry about that are incurable. Back in my era, the worst possible scenario would be syphilis, which could be cured by penicillin. There was also gonorrhea, which was a gonococci germ that could also be controlled with penicillin.
You're very knowledgeable about these STDs.
Yes, and crap.
350 a month.
I've experienced most of them. You don't mess around with that many women without having some negative experience.
Most gayest way. Uh-huh. Who was the prettiest male in the locker room when you played professionally?
Well, there was a guy.
He knows this one so quick.
There was a guy by the name of Tommy McDonald who played professionally for about 4 or 5 years.
You said Tommy McDonald?
Tommy McDonald.
Okay.
Tommy McDonald played in the NFL, and he was one of the first gay players that... the league virtually had to vote him out of football because the guys refused to shower with him.
So he was gay, and
he was openly gay. And the problem is, back in those days, with the ego machos of men, even homosexuality was not even acceptable. It was stayed in the closet and in the dark. So now it's out in the open, it's a lifestyle, it's acceptable, and I still run from it.
He's in the Hall of Fame though.
Well, he didn't quite make the Hall of Fame, though.
Not quite.
No.
Not as many bitches as you.
Yep. Well, you know,
wrong kind of bitches.
Wrong kind. And the thing is, the guys, the guys felt not intimidated and not quite threatened, but they just felt
a little gay around him.
Yeah. I mean, if this guy's standing in the shower by you. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
You
know?
All right. We'll ask you the next question here.
Okay.
Now, you said you're 72.
I'm 70.
70.
Yes.
I added on two. I shouldn't do that.
It's coming faster.
Okay. On average, how long does it take you to pee?
Well, that depends on whether it's morning or...
Does it take longer in the morning?
Generally, because if you sleep through the night, which I don't, but if you sleep through the night, usually morning. But for me, it's kind of different because, being perfectly honest with you, I have to take these pills that force my kidneys to function at a relatively normal rate, which means that I have to urinate quite frequently.
Do you wear a diaper?
Depends.
Not that I remember. But if I had to, I would use Depends.
Okay. So here's another question for you.
Okay.
Being a 70-year-old man, mm-hmm. I want to know, because one day I'm going to be 70.
Debatable.
Right. When's the last time you had sex?
I don't know. A week ago or so.
God damn it, you're cool.
It's certainly not as frequent as it used to be,
How long do you go when you do it?
Well, the one thing about a 70-year-old man, you learn that if you're going to go at all, you get everything done for the woman before you go.
Okay.
This is starting to sound like the pre-peeing.
So you can, you learn to control it.
So you're saying you're the man and you always finish the woman.
I'm saying that I'm not leaving a woman that would damage or affect negatively my reputation.
You are nicer than me.
They are never going to say he did not get the job done, because I won't leave until it's done, So
go ahead.
I was just going to say, because in my day, women, and I imagine it's probably true today, they label men. And they pass the men's information around from one to the other. Yeah, and that's one of the things that gained momentum and gaining women, because when the women got through telling their friends how bad you were, they wanted you too.
So we've had multiple threesomes, is what you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
How many women at one time?
Yeah, what's the most?
Six with two of us. With two guys, me and another roommate.
Did you no Vulcan eyes though, right?
Did you give him a high five?
No, I think I gave him a low slow after that night. Yeah.
Where were you when the first TV was announced?
When the first TV was announced?
Yep. I think color TV.
Color
TV came out like the 50s, right?
52, yeah, I would say the mid or late 50s, and I remember that everybody in the neighborhood was excited because one of our neighbors actually had a color TV. Of course, we didn't have a TV, so I remember everybody running down to take a look at it because we thought it was a miracle.
Now, you told me, talking about in reference to the era that you grew up in.
Yeah.
My understanding of your childhood was that you grew up in a tent in the woods, and you told me yourself that you chased down jackrabbits with your bare foots for dinner.
No. This sounds like a feral
No,
child
you misunderstood some parts of it. What I said is that there were 12 kids in my family, and at one time, along with my parents, we lived in a green tent. And there were many times we did not have food to eat, and I said me and my brothers would go out and run down cottontail. I have never been able to catch a jackrabbit.
You know. But you've tried.
I tried. You know, it depends on how hungry you are. You'll try to fly and catch a bird. You know.
Now, you grew up in the 60s, 70s. So I imagine being a pro football player, you've met some pretty cool people. Tell us about some of the celebrities that you've met in your day, and maybe some that you slept with, men or women. No judge.
Well,
a little judge.
Well, as far as men, I've met a lot of celebrity men. One of the things that used to come into Chicago, and one thing about Chicago when I first went to the Bears, Chicago is a city that beholds its athletes. And then when I went into the NFL, there was an average of 8 blacks per team in the NFL. And our rosters were 40 men.
They were not very good.
Yeah. So, you know, so when there was an event, celebrity event going on, we were always invited. Whenever Motown did a review in Chicago, they invited all of us athletes and kept us backstage, and we met everybody from Motown. I mean, from Aretha Franklin to Diana Ross to The Miracles, The Temptations, The Jackson 5, you name them. You know, Gladys Knight and the Pips. And all those people I knew, and a couple of the ladies I dated, you know, within that group. Tina Turner and her husband spent a week with me.
You met Ike Turner? He's a Deep V legend.
Hey.
I aspire to one day be nothing like him. I know you weren't expecting that.
Well, I'd never said I admired the man. I met the man because I was going with his first wife, who he had physically abused. And when they came to Chicago, they spent a week with me and my girl, which was his ex-wife, and Tina Turner, whose name was Ann Bullock. She was from St. Louis. She changed her name to Tina.
You fucked Tina Turner?
I never said that. But I would have.
Who's the most famous person you had sex with?
The most famous.
Please say Marilyn Monroe.
Please say Marilyn Monroe.
No, I never got the chance to get Marilyn Monroe.
Please but say Janet Jackson.
I'm trying to think of her name.
Diana Rose.
Dick Butkus.
Not very attractive. And too violent. I don't like rough sex. You know, but I'm trying to think. There was a couple movie stars that briefly we had little flings with. But right off the hand, you know, as you get to be my age, the faces and names fade.
It's because of the
and,
number.
You know, and in actuality, you want them to.
Okay. Now, you told me that you had sex as a 70-year-old man about a week ago.
Yeah.
I want to know, What does 70-year-old vagina feel like? Because my thinking is that it feels exactly like kitty litter. And you be honest with me, I cannot be too far off.
Well,
meow, 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 meow.
It's meow mix.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's a good thing that you have an imagination because the quality of a woman remains pretty consistent.
Really?
Really. Huh. Yeah, they still get wet. They still come. They still get off.
Okay.
You know.
So that warranty is long-lasting.
Well, you know.
100,000 miles.
You know.
Who's better? Black athletes or white athletes?
Well, being perfectly honest with you, in 1947, the U.S. government took a survey, and that survey said that the average black versus the average white. And it said that the average black male was 3 inches taller than the average black white. He was broader in the shoulders, narrower in the hips, able to run faster and leap higher. So,
but they had bigger wieners, so they slowed down a little bit.
You know, so when I first went in the league, there was 180 athletes at training camp, and 50% of them were black. But you have to understand that when I went in the NFL, that was 4 years before Martin Luther King died marching for civil rights.
So tell our white listeners that don't like Martin Luther King what year that was.
1964 is when I went in the league. Martin Luther King, of course, died in 1967. But the whole dynamics of our country has changed, you know, since that time. But, you know, how do you get people to get along?
I'm going to change the subject completely.
Okay, that's fine.
How many slippers or Velcro shoes do you own?
I have none.
Zero slippers?
Zero slippers. Zero slippers, and the reason is because I'm a diabetic, and all of my shoes have to be custom made, and all of them have special inserts in them.
That sounds expensive.
So I had to give away all of my snake skin and lizard skin
snake
shoes.
Skin?
And,
Steve Harvey shoes.
Sounds very James Brown-y.
Yeah, I still have a few old Steve Harvey casual suits.
Steve Harvey.
Of course you do. You like your suits nice and baggy.
That's right. That's right. I don't think a 280 man ought to be seen in tight leg pants.
Lots of buttons.
You know?
All right, old man. So tell us this then. We're all aging. I want to know. Uh-huh. As you age, does your ball hair turn gray?
That's a good question.
Well,
you don't have much gray hair, though.
That's because, you know, the dye my wife uses is pretty efficient. Just for men, I think.
Touch of gray.
A touch of gray, you know. One of them will work, you know.
How miserable is life being 72 years old? 70. I keep giving you two extra years.
You do.
Well, and it's okay, and I appreciate that. I'll take all the life I can get. I think that, being perfectly honest with you, life actually gets better and better because you learn as you get older to make wiser decisions, and you learn to avoid a lot of the chaos. You avoid a lot of the dilemmas. The most miserable times in my life, as I look back on it, was when I was trying to juggle 6 or 8 girlfriends.
That sounds awesome.
You're such a good juggler.
Yeah, I was at the time. But you are continually confronted with chaos.
Would you say that you, in your past years, were referred to as a Rolling Stone?
I don't think so.
Now, my understanding is you have at least 20 children nationwide. How accurate is that number?
That's a little bit off. I would say it's closer to 5.
5?
You had unprotected sex with in the 5-digit numbers.
Yeah.
And it's only 5?
I'm only claiming. Yeah. I mean, who knows?
I know about 5 digits of women that may know.
You know, the thing when it comes to women, you know, I know so many men who have babies that they think that there's, but the DNA says differently. So
I watch more.
In some instances, only the woman knows.
Okay. Here's another question for you then.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
No, mine is completely off topic.
Go ahead.
Who's your favorite NSYNC member?
NSYNC. I don't know who NSYNC is. See, that's how out of time I am. I think that's a musical group or something.
It is.
That is very hot these days. So many entertainers.
Give me a random name then.
First of all, if you get in my car, mm-hmm. I don't play any secular music at all. I only play the kind of music y'all don't want to hear.
What is that?
Christian music.
I can name thousands of women who are like, where was this guy in the 60s?
Yeah. And the thing is, you evolve. You evolve. You know, it's like...
Do you masturbate?
No. I don't have to.
Oh, you just get it like that?
Yeah.
I mean, you know...
Last week, you and your dick pump.
Well, the thing is, you know what? I'm going to make that thing a gift to you because it's never been brought out of the box.
I want it so bad.
New in box, baby.
And then you can give me some reference into the experience of it. Because I ordered it. It's like when Viagra came out, man, all the guys were passing Viagra out to everybody. You know, because there, any men are always going to look for anything that can enhance their performance. You know, so Viagra and Cialis and all those things came out. I have never taken
You've
one.
You've never tried one?
Never tried one.
I've tried all three of them. Yeah.
And I can, you know, and if I was younger, I'd have probably kept me a bottle of each one around, you know. But now, you know, life's perspective change, you know. And I think part of the joy is being young, going through the experiences that you do so you can come to the realization of what is of value for you.
How do you know so much stuff?
Well, I think that I don't, you know, the older you get, the more you learn, the dumber you understand and realize that you are. So I don't claim to know anything. The only truth that I know is that life is fleeting.
You sound like you have a lot of facts, though.
Well, when I was young, I never thought I was going to get old. I never thought I would live to be 70.
You thought you were a fucking cartoon and you wouldn't age?
That's right. That's what I thought. I thought I wasn't going to get old, or I never thought I would live to be old.
That makes no goddamn sense.
Well, the doctors told me I would live to be 55 with all my conditions, so I never anticipated on reaching 70. But I just enjoy each day.
Well, we appreciate your time here and coming out to the Deep V Cave and kicking knowledge to us. Mm-hmm. Leave our listeners with the last bit of knowledge here. For all of our male listeners, they want to know, boxers or briefs?
Well, personally, myself, tomato, I have tomato. A combination of them.
Depending both at the on same the time mood, because your balls are
sagging. Depending on the mood I'm in.
Okay.
You know, usually I'm more in the boxers now. When I was younger, I was more in the briefs.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, that's all we were looking for. We appreciate it, sir.
Yep.
Well, you guys I have honestly a wonderful feel smarter. Night.
Thanks, sir. Well, me personally, I enjoyed my time here with Andy Livingston.
I did too. I learned a lot.
I learned so much.
So much. I feel smarter.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel like I just graduated. Which I've never done.
Me neither.
Hashtag high school doesn't count.
High school doesn't count.
Right.
It's too easy.
Yeah. But I want to go ahead and throw some names out here. All of our listeners, appreciate you guys listening today.
Yep.
Go ahead and follow us on Instagram. Our Instagram is
Official DB.
Official DB. How about our Facebook?
DB.
And our Twitter.
Official DB.
There it is.
And we're going to be real fucking crazy on them lately.
For sure.
We're going to.
We're going so much on the interweb.
So hard.
Yeah, that's where all the little girls are, so.
Ooh, yep.
And by little girls, I mean underage. And what's up? How you doing?
Hey.
Why don't you come color some coloring books, and we can make like gingerbread houses.
Real thick lines.
It's getting weird. I don't know where this came from. But shout out to Bill Cosby for on that note.
That's where it came from.
Because I'm sure he's listening, because drugs and raping women, that's like his thing.
That's his thing.
He absolutely listens to DB.
He jokes about it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks to all of our listeners for following us. We appreciate you guys all.
Yep.
See you guys in a couple of weeks. Listen to the replay of this episode next week.
Yep.
Until then.
DB?
DB. Away from you, I come on. 'Cause you know I can't walk away from you. Take me for a ride, 'cause baby, you know exactly what I like. I cannot deny it, I won't even try to lie. In that little black dress and those pretty red shoes, who can walk away from you? You make it so hard.